This is YouthCast. I'm Emily Corwin. Today, we're taking a look at the ever-popular Vox Pop. That's short for Vox Populi. Thanks to 6 years of Latin in secondary school, I didn't even have to Google it. Vox Pop means voice of the people.
When I finish a radio piece, like, it may have been a long, excruciating process, but in the end, I have something really good and really tangible that I have done and that I can show people.
That's City High Radio's Grace Edgerton, a senior at City High in Tucson, Arizona. We're featuring a particularly artful Vox Pop she produced last year. But what's a Vox Pop anyway? Vox Pops are a popular way to learn how to make radio. First, you come up with a hopefully compelling question. Then you ask a bunch of different folks to answer it, artfully cut together their answers, and voila! Without any script writing, narrating, or lengthy interviews, you've got a radio story. And not just any radio story. You've got a ton of diverse perspectives on a single topic in a short, tight, groovy package. Find our blog youthcast.org to see a list of our favorite Vox Pops produced both by students and pros, and to share your Vox Pop pieces with the YouthCast community. Next on YouthCast, Grace Edgerton's Vox Pop production, The Words of Our Parents. And stay tuned for my interview with Grace after this.
What is something your parents said to you that has had a large impact on you or your life?
That's a tough question. The only thing I think of is that my mom used to give me the talk all the time, especially when I was a little kid, so that always stuck in my head. And then my dad was like, guys only want one thing, and that talk is like not a cool talk to have with your dad.
My mom, she jokes around whenever she says it, but she always is like, you're going to be a lesbian. And it makes me really mad, because I'm not.
When they tell me, like, if I see some person living on the street, they always say, like, that's why you go to school, and that's why you should do good in school, because otherwise you'll be sleeping where he's sleeping in the future.
Well, a while ago, one of my parents said that, like, I'd been failing my grades for a while, and they were just like, you know what, if you want to screw up your grades, that's you. And then I was like, wow, that's kind of a relief, I guess, because then I just sort of went down to play Call of Duty. But now it's sort of helped me, I guess, because it's my responsibility, and they really shouldn't have to take care of that.
So every morning when me and my brothers would wake up, my dad would always say, make it a great, do your best and have fun, which is what his mother said to him, like, when he went off to school. I don't know. Like, we'll joke about it, and my brothers and I will be like, dad is so lame. But, like, it's actually really nice, and I don't know. It makes our days better.
Always listen to others and what people have to say.
Don't trust everyone, because a lot of people can lie to you. And you never know who's telling the truth and who isn't.
The other day, I was sitting at my computer, and my dad was talking to me. And he was trying to tell me something. And he kind of stopped and realized that I wasn't listening. And he said, you know, someday I'm not going to be around, and everything that I'm saying to you is finally going to matter. And I'd like it to matter now rather than then. And I kind of stopped, and I was like, wow. I felt really bad because I really hadn't been paying attention to him. But it really, when I thought about it, meant a lot.
So the first thing would be my dad. The last thing he said before he died was, tell my girls I love them. So that was, like, really touching to me and my sister, and that's written on his gravestone or on his marker. And so that's really memorable, even though I didn't hear him say it, I know he said it. And then maybe one from my mom would be just, like, she just thinks I'm really logical and stuff, and when I was 5, I fixed a table all by myself. And she was like, you have a very mathematical brain, or like logical brain like that. So now I consider myself that way, mostly because she said that.
I guess just I love you has had a large effect on me, because them telling me that they love me has kind of made me more me.
You've been listening to YouthCast from Generation PRX. Have you produced a Vox Pop you're proud of? Share it with us at Facebook/GenerationPRX, and we'll add it to the list on our blog. Now, here's my interview with City High Radio's Grace Edgerton. So I was wondering, you know, why you decided to ask this question. I thought maybe there was something in your own life that inspired it.
I had actually come up with a bunch of different questions before reaching this one, and I tried to keep in mind, like, a couple different things, like what's really important to me, because I have a really strong bond with my mother, but also what people would be interested in hearing, and I think that that's something that a lot of people would like to hear and that a lot of people would be curious about.
Yeah, maybe how it works for other people, because, you know, we only really know our own families.
Right, and I think that adults and children don't always communicate very well, and so I think to hear each other's perspective when they're not directly communicating can be really interesting, because it's kind of, unbiased a little bit.
Were you surprised by any of the answers that you got?
I was. I was really surprised by a lot of them.
Which ones in particular?
This is going to sound kind of sad, but I think it was the last answer of them all was from a guy who I always thought was kind of rude and maybe a little bit shallow. I don't know him very well, but he seemed like kind of just a party boy who was more concerned with himself than anyone else. And so when he said that the most important thing was his parents telling him that they loved him, that really took me off guard and gave me a much better idea of what kind of person he really was. So,
was there anything unexpected that happened in producing this? Like, just any stories that came up or unusual circumstances, roadblocks that stand out to you?
Well, there was kind of something like that. The editing process took a lot longer than I would have liked, because my teacher was really pushing me to make it, like, absolutely perfect, and I was, like, kind of happy with it being mediocre. And it was drawn out over several weeks. I thought it was finished, and she didn't, and we kept having to go back and do things, but there was this one particular thing that it dragged out for, like, 3 weeks, where we couldn't decide on the ending song. And my first idea was to use the song, I think it's Wild Horses by Tori Amos, because it's really emotional and it's a story about a girl and her father. But then we thought maybe that was a little bit too strong and too emotional, so then we used a different song, but then we talked about using both songs and we just couldn't decide, and it was long and it was awful, and eventually we ended up just using the same song throughout the whole thing.
Having had, you know, so much access to public radio throughout the last couple of years, I was wondering if you think it's affected you or your sort of career goals or just the way you think of things.
Well, it's really nice to have a voice, and I think being able to get your story out into the world in that way is incredibly empowering, and it makes me feel really good about myself, because when I finish a radio piece, like, it may have been a long, excruciating process, but in the end I have something really good and really tangible that I've done and that I can show people, and it's kind of cool to think that people all around the world who I've never even met will hear my story.
You've been listening to YouthCast on Generation PRX. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and check out PRX's other productions, including How Sound, the backstory to great storytelling, at prx.org.